Friends in Christ, there's an excellent book that came out back in 2015 called The Road to Character. It's written by the New York Times columnist David Brooks. And Brooks, in the beginning of the book, is reflecting on the contrast between what he calls resume virtues and eulogy virtues. And so a resume virtue is something I would put down on a job application. Perhaps I want to communicate, I'm the smartest person applying for this position. Or maybe these are the three greatest strengths that make me the best person for the job. But he goes on to say, no one wants someone to stand up at their funeral and talk about those virtues. No, you want someone to say, she was the kindest person that I ever met. Or he was the most faithful friend I've ever had. Or she was the most charitable person that I ever encountered. The eulogy virtues. And chief among them, he says, is the virtue of humility. That when we're truly humble, we become those kinds of people that people want to emulate and want to encounter. Ultimately, we become the men and women we've always been created to be. And the central vice, the thing that works against that reality, of course, is pride. So Brooks says, pride blinds us to our weakness. And we've all got weaknesses. We've all got things that can harm us and hurt the relationships that are in our lives. Well, pride or arrogance can block that. It can blind us to those realities. Whereas true humility, he says, gives us an accurate assessment of who we are. Now, David Brooks is not Catholic, but he's on the money when it comes to the Catholic vision for the virtue of humility. St. Thomas Aquinas will go on to say true humility is keeping within one's own limits. And so I know who I am, and I live out that reality as God has created me. And so it's not humility to say there's nothing good about me. There's no virtue in me. I'm just a lousy person. That's false humility. True humility acknowledges there are good things God is doing in me. There are things that I'm good at, and I thank God for that. And there are weaknesses that I'm trying to grow through. I'm trying to become a better person by acknowledging those weak spots. And becoming humble and growing in humility allows us to be holy and to live our lives more fully like Jesus Christ has created us to be. I mentioned that this weekend for Gaudete Sunday, or the third Sunday of Advent, because in our readings, we're given two of the greatest figures in the Christian faith, the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. John the Baptist. And so Our Lady, our Blessed Mother, as we learned at the Immaculate Conception a few days ago, is conceived without original sin. She's perfect. She's the ideal image for how we should be living the gospel. And St. John the Baptist, in the words of Jesus in the Gospels, is the greatest man born of woman. And they teach us this weekend, in their own words, what it means to live in humility and to become great in the eyes of God. So beginning with the Blessed Virgin Mary, we don't hear about Our Lady in the Gospel this weekend. We hear her instead in the responsorial psalm, which is odd, right? So usually the responsorial psalm is a psalm. It's one of the 150 psalms of the Old Testament. Not this weekend. This weekend, the responsorial psalm is Mary's Magnificat, her song of praise, the canticle she sings in the Gospel of St. Luke. And so Our Lady sings, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." True humility always begins with God. We acknowledge the good things God is doing in us and hopefully through us. She continues and says, "For he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. And from this day, all generations will call me blessed." Mary was blessed because God looked with favor on her lowliness. And she lived within those limits. Mary never desired to be an itinerant preacher or a great author. She simply lived the life that she was called to and the mission she was entrusted to by God, to receive Christ into her life, to raise him and nurture him and to teach him. She stood by him at the foot of the cross. And after the resurrection, she stood by the church as a woman of prayer, as a woman anticipating the resurrection until God assumed her into heaven. And she lived beautifully within those limits. And because of that, she was truly humble and teaches us what it means to be a true disciple of Christ. And such is the case with St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist was a preacher announcing the coming of Christ, and he was so effective. He was an instrument for conversion in so many lives that many people assumed he was the Messiah. They thought he was the Christ. John has to categorically deny that in the gospel this weekend. He says, "I am not the Christ." And they ask him, "Well, then are you Elijah? Or are you the great prophet who is to come?" And in truth, he is, in a sense, each of those figures. He is the new Elijah. He is the prophet. But he says, "I am not." They said, "Well, what should we say about you?" To those who are asking for a response. And John says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" He lived within that limit, that mission. He never went beyond it. And because he lived out so well that virtue of humility in announcing the coming of the Messiah, not taking the Messiah's place, he was truly great in the eyes of God. And he bore tremendous fruit for the kingdom. This Gaudete Sunday, St. Paul encourages us to rejoice in the Lord. How are we called to do that? With true humility, to come to realize our own limits and the gifts that God has given us for proclaiming the gospel message of Jesus Christ, knowing that we can also grow through our weaknesses and become the men and women God has always created us to be. May we be able to say with the Blessed Virgin Mary this weekend, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant." And may all people recognize in our lives that we too have been blessed by God.